It is Review Extra, with just a brief little look back at the two semi-finals, and it's quite interesting. I think that one's the archaic semi-final, and a bit of a funny way, one's actually really rather than a modern affair. The archaic semi-final was Tuesday night, France versus Spain, and watching them play, Dan, you just sort of struck the extent to which Spain are still setting up almost with that cusp of Guardiola vibe about them, late 2000s, early 2010s, little bit of that Iberian influence of Benitez, Mourinho, Queiroz lashed in with the idea a little bit more of possession at times for its own sake. Possession is the best way to defend versus a France side that still felt very much like not too dissimilar to 1998 France in a number of ways. And that isn't just because of the manager, but I think that's a little bit of a part of it. And part of how that plays out is why the way it does, I don't think it is solely just the tactics, by the way, but it does feel like you're seeing that why one of those eras superseded the other era.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for any listeners who thought we were going to retire Sean's or Johan Cruyff's coffee table, then unfortunately for them, it's coming out again with this game. Because, you know, France just ends up leaving gaps all over the pitch, and I think quite a bit of that is to do with what Spain do and how they set up to sort of create those 3v2s over the pitch. It's actually quite bold from Spain, I think, more than they've been given credit for. When you look at the firepower that France can put on to any pitch with that squad, and they go with Barcola in this one over someone like Doué. But you can see that they're really, really able to, especially when they can get Digne getting on, which they're not able to do in this game. They're really able to commit to numbers forward. So the fact that Spain is still willing to be quite bold in making the pitch as big as possible to create those problems for France, to isolate the two midfielders, I think is really, really very typical, like you're saying, Neil, in terms of how the Spanish tend to sort of approach these games. They back their technique, they back their ability, they back their tactical acumen and cuteness in certain situations. And we see it play out in loads of ways in the two games. It's a tale of fullbacks and loads of centres, and also what teams are or aren't doing at number nine, but I'm sure we'll come on to that in a bit.